We're going to move on to the next call. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Mabel.
Mabel,
set the table, Mabel.
Craig just pulled his...
Mabel.
Our guest just pulled his headphones off a little bit. I think he's heard of you, Mabel.
Everybody should hear Mabel.
Well, I think if you have your ears functioning within the county of Price, you've heard of Mabel.
Oh, well, I'm in Ashland, so they know me over here.
Well, we're representing down here for you. You hold it up in your neck of the woods. We'll shout on Mabel's behalf down here in our neck of the woods. I think that way we can cover more ground, right?
I think that's a set-the-table Mabel trip.
All right. Well, tell us how well is the table set out there?
The table was set really well last night. Even today, earlier today, there the Buck Euchre cards were coming my way.
All right. What did we see out in the woods there today, Mabel?
I seen four does today. Cayuga kid seen nothing.
Four does for you and none for the Cayuga kid. Have you seen any does before today, Mabel, or was this the first? Was this the first one we saw at all today, or this season? I should say.
Two Sunday and one Monday.
Okay, so the numbers are, well, today they trended upward. Hopefully four becomes six and six becomes some meat on the table.
Well, there you go.
Excellent.
And then it'll be set the table Mabel then.
All right, I know you're a professional table setter, so what is your favorite go-to food if you go for seconds or thirds? What are you going to partake of at the Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm thinking mashed potatoes and gravy, and you take a little bit of dark meat of turkey and put a little gravy on that. No, that's the table, Mabel.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay. See, we went for one dish or one side dish, and you managed to artfully leaf in three different things into what I'm calling a shepherd's pie. Yeah. I think that's against the rules, but we're going to allow it.
Mm. All right.
So you got the gravy. Good call on that, Mabel.
We'll allow it on one condition, and I think you know exactly what it is before you hang up.
Well, are you ready?
I think I am. You tell me.
Let's hit her. Let's hear it.
G, are you ready?
We are ready. You betcha.
Set the table, Mabel!
All right. Thank you so much. We will be hearing from you, I hope, again. If we don't hear from you tomorrow, I'm going to worry a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We got her.
Thank you so much. We are taking your calls live. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls live here on 98Q Country for the Deer Hunters Roundup, 715-744-1006. If I accidentally hang up on you, I promise it was an accident. I'm only going to get one shot at this really all year. Big G and I covered for Joel last year Tuesday when we had an entirely different set of hardware. You guys couldn't see us. We weren't live streaming on YouTube, and we also weren't broadcasting at two different radio stations that aren't even 98Q Country. I'm talking about WIRI and WHSM. Download the Civic Media app to see those, to listen in on them anytime, and check them out outside of the roundup. There's some pretty great Wisconsin-based radio stations. Big G, have we neglected any sponsors that we should give some attention?
Well, we got to announce our big buck sponsors here for the 2024 Deer Hunters Roundup.
Tell me about them.
Village Pit Stop, right top of the hill there, and Butternut Barocas Reese in Fifield. Jen's Butternut Cafe, right on Highway 13 there in Butternut. Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield. Forward Bank here in Park Falls, and soon to have their new office open in Phillips. Medford Motors. Tom Miller Electric. Northwood Supper Club. Be sure and get down there for their Thanksgiving buffet. Freeze Firewood. Flambeau Forest Inn. Northern Lights in the Lanes right here in Park Falls. Bigfoot Barbecue. Got a bunch of mild and spicy barbecue sauce. Mark Johnson special recipe there. Warga's Auto and Truck Center in Phillips. The Oxbow Resort. Bader Sports Center right here in Phillips. We've got Craig in studio tonight, so happy to have him here. The Land Guys. The Sherry's Pub and Grub over in Minocqua. Kyle Repair in Park Falls. Ross's Sports Shop. Ridge Runners in Butternut, St. Croix Rod right here in Park Falls. Be sure and attend their holiday spotlight coming up here on December 7th. And Winter Cooperative right in Winter there, Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford, the Big Dipper Bar located on Shady Knoll Road in Park Falls, J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, Kozak Enterprise Toll and Recovery, and CNR Power Sports right here in Park Falls. So thanks to our Spike Buck sponsors, and Correction Bader Sports Center is a title sponsor. So Thanks to Bader Sports Center, Mike Bader and company there. And again, we're happy to have Craig here in studio with us to shed some light on what's going on over at Bader's.
Craig, when I've worked customer service jobs in the past, whether I was at the front desk of a hotel or when I was working at Shopko here in Park Falls when it was still when it still existed, I found that I would notice things that I probably wouldn't have noticed if I was just shopping. You know, you'd see that thing like you've got to clean that shelf so you actually care about the items on it, even though you're not going to buy them. And because of that, you end up like noticing things and you start to I start to feel a little bit crazy, Craig, I'll admit it, because I start thinking of them almost as not like people or friends, but you start thinking of them in terms of why don't people buy that more often? I feel like I'd buy it more often than it's being bought from me. So why? What is that item? If you had to pick one item that's just like it keeps popping up and you don't know why people don't go to Bader's for it.
Well, I'm a gun nut, so
we'll allow it.
I'm sometimes wonder. And I hope the wife isn't listening, how I go home with a paycheck.
Well, I'll tell you what. I ask this question as somebody who briefly worked for St. Croix Rods. So they've got it specifically set up. So if you're not leaving the factory door, you're leaving the factory store door. So you're walking between all of the Rapalas and all of the plastics and all of the, oh my gosh. I turned around every payday and just gave half of it back.
Well, I worked up at the store up there for a while and.
You did. That's right. So, you know exactly. You're sitting there just.
Oh yeah.
Here,
yeah.
Here's the ticket to temptation every other Friday. Good luck. Oh man. No, yeah, I lack the self-control. So what gun have you had your eye on? What's sitting there on the shelf that I probably shouldn't even be asking you about?
Well, there's a certain Winchester shotgun down there that is just begging for me to take it home, but I don't think I dare.
I bet if I asked it and I listened in real close, it would just be saying, Craig,
yeah,
take me home.
Yeah, and then I'd have somebody at home saying, Craig, come here. And I'd have that gun upside the head.
Craig, what the heck is this? Craig, another one?
Yeah, where did you get this gun? You can only shoot one at a time.
Craig at Bader's Sports Center. Bader's, of course, next to Pick and Save in Phillips. It's where I got the Stormy Cromer vest I'm wearing. It's where I will go for every Stormy Cromer I ever buy again, unless somebody bans me from the state of Wisconsin. I don't see it going any other way. Before we dive in to take a couple more phone calls, I did just want to shout out, Big G mentioned Kozak Enterprises is one of the sponsors of the event. We actually are, I've got an event from their Facebook page. They want to see your deer pictures on Facebook. Find Kozak Enterprises by searching it on Facebook, Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery, or you can actually go to the Deer Hunters Roundup 98Q Country website page, and you'll see that there's a link to Craig's page there. It's the bragging rights contest. They want to see your deer. Post in the comments for a chance to win a $25 gift certificate towards service or 25% off a brake job covering both parts and labor. They're going to draw two for each prize. The drawing will be this coming Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. You have to get your entries in by 6 p.m. That's Bragging Rights, Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery on Facebook. Screenshot that. It's going away in 3, 2, 1. I was holding up a flyer for the camera because we're streaming live to YouTube. Find 98Q Country on YouTube. You can watch the roundup for the first time ever. I'm going to get to some calls here before I anger some people. But first, let me just make sure. Okay, I thought I was going to do a thing that's not going to happen. So let's do this. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Uh-oh. I may have left you sit there too
long. Hello.
You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good to talk to you again. Oh, hell yeah. What's your camp name again?
Camp G-Spot.
How did I forget that? G-Spot. We asked yesterday, and I got the answer. I thought I should have seen that coming.
It's Packer related.
I believe you. I 100% believe you. Well, tell us what's...
At least the sign's green and gold.
I think they call that plausible deniability where I'm from, which is the lovely state of Wisconsin. Tell us about Camp G-Spot. What have you guys been seeing out there today?
Well, today I saw horns.
Okay, were they on a deer?
Okay.
They were on a deer, okay. But we had a little problem. We had a standoff.
Uh-oh.
And who was going to move first?
You didn't blink first, did you?
I lost.
Oh, no, that's the thing. They stand still real well.
I lost patience, and I thought I was going to outsmart them and make a move, Started getting the gun off the shoulder. Gone. Two hops, and that was it.
Wow.
But, hey, you know what? He's around, unless I spooked him real bad. But it's okay. It's all right.
Something tells me he's got a lady friend around that he'll come back for.
This phone call worked out great. I was sitting here. I just finished my bowl of chili.
Excellent. Well, hey, nothing if not good timing.
Now, here's the question to the audience and you.
Okay.
Well, so my wife's been cooking me this chili for about 37 years.
Okay.
And every year I tell her, oh, it was fantastic. It tastes great. Not every batch is good, but I always tell her that in the thought that if I tell her it was bad, she won't make it anymore.
Okay. I'm talking to a wise man. Yep. I see the wisdom.
But now today I was finished that and I said, you know, it wasn't a very good batch. Now, if I would have told her this 37 years ago, maybe she would have stepped it up and made it better.
Or maybe she won't make it at all.
It's kind of a dilemma.
I fall on the man, you might not have had much chili if you'd have said that sooner kind of side of things.
That's been my belief for all those years. But then I'm thinking now, maybe I could have had better chili.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. One thing I've heard in several flavors from several people of many different kinds is that the grass is not greener. Something tells me if you had done it differently all those years ago, you might not like where you end up now.
You know, it only takes a little doctoring up, and it's all fixed up anyway. So
oh, yeah.
All good.
Get some Jane's Crazy Mixed Up Salt or a little bit of Lowry's in there. I dare you to find something that can't fix up.
Just add the taste, and you got it fixed.
Perfect. Perfect.
Anyway, I'm going to tell you, pumpkin pie, that's going to be it. Pumpkin pie whipped cream.
All right.
Those are the two conclusions. Better rough chili than no chili at all, and pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Well, that's for the Thanksgiving now, because apples are for deer, so the apple pie is out of the question.
Okay, now we're going to have to argue. I'm afraid we don't have time to get that deep into it. Thank you so much for calling in today. Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Now give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. You're on the round. Oh, I went right back to him after I hung up on him. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Mukshu from Camp Lonehorn.
Mukshu from Camp Lonehorn. How you doing today, Mukshu?
Good.
You got both of your boots on today, or did you lose one out in the muck?
Surprisingly, have still on.
Well done. You tied them tight enough today, and I'm proud of you for it. Did you see anything good in the woods today?
Today, I didn't see anything in the woods. It got really cold.
Yeah, I think you probably weren't alone with a little bit of shivering out there. Did anybody in the camp see anything, or was it just a quiet day?
Big saw one doe.
Okay. So not a total skunk of a day, but certainly we hope for something a little bit better by the end of the week. Well, Mukshu, we have you entered for the youth hunt, correct? You qualify for that. You're high school or younger, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make sure we get you entered into the youth hunt, but we can't let you go before we find out what you get a second helping of at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Is dessert?
Anything. No. Dessert?
Yes. Dessert. I'll tell you what, if you would have just said the meat, I wouldn't have accepted that. I would have said, nope, you got to be more specific. But if you just go for a dessert, oh, yeah, that's allowed. And matter of fact, I think it's even deserving of a... That's just the right answer. Dessert is the answer of the day. Thank you so much for calling into the roundup. Check in again with us throughout the week, okay?
See you
later.
All right, thanks, Mukshu.
Thanks, Mukshu. Mukshu, a frequent caller. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Big City Bob from Camp Snack-a-Lot.
Big City Bob from Camp Snack-a-Lot.
Second time caller.
I like it. Well, welcome back to the roundup. How's it going out there today at Camp Snack-a-Lot?
Well, we saw some deal today, I guess, but not with horns.
It seems like we're very slow. I feel like we're watching a flower bloom just a little too slowly to make it in time. At this rate, I feel like people would be seeing deer at like this time next week, but that's going to be too late. So what are we going to do? Are you going to shake it up? Are you going to change plans? Or are you just going to keep on hitting them again tomorrow?
I'm heading home now for Thanksgiving feast, but I'll be back for the second weekend to give her hell.
Okay.
Where are you guys at?
I'm in the greater Lugerville area.
Lugerville, all right.
The metropolitan area of Lugerville.
Yeah, you betcha. South of Lugerville.
Hey,
Hey. I finally got a rise. I finally poked him in the right spot. I hit the right button. The Lugerville metropolitan area.
All right, Big City Bob, what's your favorite food now? You're going home for Thanksgiving. What's your favorite food?
Sweet potatoes.
Ooh.
Sweet potatoes.
Finally, we get an entry for sweet potatoes. All the way to 7:15 before we heard sweet potatoes. I think we've got some liars out there. Yeah. Did we? Yep. Sweet potatoes?
Yeah, those are excellent.
Oh, I thought I was keeping better mental track, but apparently some sweet potatoes have slipped me by.
Let me handle the food. You know my motto. Forget about 12 pointers. Forget about 12 pointers. Give me 12 courses.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, so you got to enjoy them.
We will do that, hopefully, anyway, and hopefully you can, too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, have a good one, you guys.
You too. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, it's Lumpy from the Pokem Smokem Lodge.
Lumpy from Pokem Smokem. Well, I would ask what you guys have been up to, but I'm worried I already know. How's it been going out there today?
Oh, it's really good. Opening day, we got a 21-inch 8-pointer on the wall, on the breck.
Right.
Nice 9-pointer, and yesterday we got a spike with a broken hip.
Hold on, we're firing off another one. You guys are just pulling in deer. You guys are the bottom of the funnel that everybody else can't seem to find.
You want us to let people know where you're at, or you want to keep it a secret?
Well, I can tell you where I'm at. I'm sitting on my porch.
On the porch, okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Go find this guy's porch, guys. What are you doing? That's how you hunt, man. You just set up a blind right there, little buddy heater and beverage of choice, and off you go, right?
Well, that's right.
Well, I tell you, you wouldn't want me and your blind to be like trying to hide an elephant under a picnic table.
Yeah, sharing in close spaces with Big G goes as well as you probably imagine it would go. What, though, the question we've been asking everybody, you're going back to the Thanksgiving dinner table because something's calling you for a second helping. What food is it?
Well, let me tell you guys, if you've seen the size of my belly, anything but cranberries.
All right, the whole gamut.
Anything but I felt like, you know, we were about to get along there and then you personally attacked me like that. Are we talking homemade cranberries? Are we talking like that jelly sauce with the ridges that you can still see from the can that you just won't touch? Or is it both of them? All cranberry sauce?
If it's cranberries, no, Lumpy ain't touching it.
Lumpy, we'll have to work on this. We're going to have to figure this out because I don't know how I'm going to abide that decision from you. I like you, but that cranberry call is just, it's too much of a hot take. Well, hey, thank you so much for checking in. I kid very much. I appreciate you greatly. Good luck to you out there. Hopefully that porch turns up some better action for you throughout the week. Please do check in again, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Who do we got here? See, this is the funny thing, because I hit the button that drops the call, and then both lights start blinking, and it's like, wait, who is first? We're going to go with you. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
It's Emma from Winter, Wisconsin.
It's Emma from Winter. Emma, how's it going out in Winter today?
They're good.
Doing well? Did you see any deer out there today, Emma?
Nope.
What about anybody else at the camp? Has the camp seen any deer today?
No, I don't think so.
So you just called to say everything is bad and there's no deer out here?
Yep, exactly.
Well, that's kind of sad. Do you have a happier story to tell me?
Well, my uncle saw two deer yesterday.
Oh, see, so you were holding out on us. You were just going to call and say, no deer, never, right? But there's sneaky deer out there. The uncle's been hiding them on you.
Yeah.
Is that kind of his thing? Does he like to tell tall tales about the deer he's seen sometimes?
Yeah. Hold on. My little cousin wants to say hi.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, she changed her mind.
Never mind. She got too scared.
Shyness is totally allowed. We completely understand
hi.
It. Oh, hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I think we can safely... Nelly? Did we hear someone named Nelly there, or did I catch something wrong?
Zoe.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, hey,
Zoe, okay.
I really wanted to get that second name so that we could enter you both to potentially win that youth rifle donated so kindly by, which sponsor donated that, Big G?
That was Nemeth Implement.
Thank you so much. We will make sure you guys get your names in to enter. Emma, could you tell me what your favorite Thanksgiving food is?
Definitely Kugula.
Kugula?
Yep.
I've never heard of anybody eating that in this state. I need to find your family Kugula recipe because I've heard of it, but I've never had it. Will you share?
It's It's a Lithuanian dish.
Well, see, that's the thing. I've heard of it because of this kid's show like 20 years ago. If I told you why I know what kugula is, you wouldn't believe me. But all I want to know is, can I have some?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. Thank you so much, Emma. We're going to enter you and Zoe to win that youth rifle donated by who? Nemeth Implement.
Nemeth Implement.
I got
yep.
there before
out
you
of
did.
Stetsonville.
Yep. I get the credit on that one. Emma, please call us back. Thank you so much. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We are the Deer Hunters Roundup here at 98Q Country. That's 98.3 FM on the radio dial, but we're also broadcasting live to two other stations in Wisconsin, WIRI in Nakusa. That's 105.5. Wait, nope. I'm getting things all kinds of twisted. WIRI in Nakusa is 105.5 and 101.1 FM in Hayward, WHSM. We'll be back taking more of your calls, checking in with Big G and Craig from Bader Sports Center, one of our title sponsors, after a, well, I would say a quick word from our other sponsors, but there's a fair few commercials. Stick around. We'll be right back here on 98Q Country.
Attention fishing families. Don't miss the St. Croix Holiday Showcase Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Croix Rods in Park Falls. Shop one-day deals on rods, reels, tackle, special holiday apparel prices, and more. Enjoy free fishing seminars from the St. Croix Pros, plus special one-day deals during the 7 days of Christmas, kids lure painting, complimentary hot cider and snacks, and Santa Claus arriving at noon. Bring your family and join the St. Croix family for holiday fun and fantastic savings. Learn more at stcroixrodfactorystore.com.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
It's finally here, the 9 biggest days of November. Stop at Bader Sports Center for all of your hunting needs to make this season a success. From last-minute extras to clothes, boots, and even guns, ammo, and your DNR license, Bader's has what you need. Even things you didn't know you needed, like snack sticks, jerky, or homemade candy, all produced locally in the Phillips area. From the whole team at Bader Sports Center to all hunters, a safe, enjoyable, and successful season. Go see them at 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, next to Pick and Save.
Out in the wild, flavor doesn't come easy unless you got Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Crafted by Mike Johnson from his legendary recipe, this sauce is your hunting trip's secret weapon. Whether you like it mild or with a spicy kick, it's the perfect marinade or dip. Find it locally at FIFO Grocery and Smokehouse, Butternut Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen in Park Falls, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Homespun in Phillips. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, legendary flavor for every hunter. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, taste the legend!
For a great place to eat during the deer hunting season, head to Flambeau Forest Inn. The burger of the month is the Monster Buck. 7-inch high burger with 2 3-quarter-pound patties, 2 chicken strips, 2 mozzarella sticks, 2 slices of bacon, 2 fried eggs, cheese, and fries, served with a side of wings. Whoa! And on Thanksgiving Day, stop in for a free dinner. Open at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday through Sunday, closed Monday and Tuesday. Flambeau Forest Inn in Winter, Wisconsin.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, listen up! J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin has it all! Visit our massive showroom on Highway 182, stocked with fly and climb snowmobile gear, helmets, goggles, and everything for your marine and snowmobile adventures. Check out hunting blinds, ice augers, dirt bikes, youth ATVs, and pre-owned sleds. Owner Brenny brings expert service and all equipment. Call 414-902-0449 today. J&A Services, your outdoor gear headquarters!
Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery Service handles any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy-duty machinery repair, and, of course, towing 24-7. And they'll even get you back in your vehicle if you're locked out. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery will beat any competitor by 50%, serving the surrounding area and all of Price County. Call Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery at 715-820-2124. 820-2124.
Ridge Runners on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin wants to wish everyone a successful and safe deer season. They invite you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try their half-pound Angus burger. All made with fresh, farm-to-table meat from Heritage Meats. Also now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly and homemade soup available daily. Open Thursday through Saturday, serving until 9 p.m. at Ridge Runners, Main Street, downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Ridge Runners hopes to see everyone this opening weekend.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason at landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9, this is the Big G rolling on a double nickel on I-13, heading for the Village Pit Stop, the top of the hill in Butternut. Just ease that dimmer train in for some motion lotion, bars, chains, hydraulic oil, even groceries or a cold one. That's the Village Pit Stop, Butternut, Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 20s. It looks mostly cloudy for Thanksgiving Day, high in the mid-20s with a gusty breeze, a few flurries for Thursday night and Friday. We're at 18 right now.
18 degrees here in Park Falls, where we sit in the 98Q studios, your local civic media station, bringing you the Deer Hunters Roundup. I want to send out to everyone who can hear this an extra special thank you, because there's been a couple hitches here and there, a little more than usual when Joel is at the helm, but Joel is taking a much-deserved night off, so Greg Anderson here. Big G, Greg Griesel behind me. We've got Craig from Bader Sports Center in the orange in the corner. You can see on camera too there. He's kind of hunkered down behind some quality microphone equipment. But that said, I'm still going to say his name every once in a while so you know he's here. How's it going over there, Craig?
It's going good.
We found out your opinions on a lot of Thanksgiving foods, and I will say, green bean casserole. I don't know if I'd have had you pegged for that.
Yeah, green bean casserole and stuffing. Kind of a toss-up, but I just mix them anyway.
Oh, man. See, I would have thought, like, he already went for the green bean casserole. I don't think he could disappoint me more. But then you said stuffing, and I'm like, oh, I think my heart just shrunk one size.
I will be revealing my favorite before the show's over.
Your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I wonder.
You guys already know that.
I already know it, but I wonder how many of our listeners, viewers on our various channels know this. I'm going to brainstorm about something of a quiz. May or may not happen yet this evening. That said, I do have a couple emails. I'm going to burn through three of them really quickly here. Thank you for... okay, hold on. Some of these are kind of tough to read because of the choice of punctuation. First off, thank you for providing perfect camp and shack entertainment. No, thank you for making it possible for us to do this. My grandson Koa and I are the only members of the newly dubbed Wishing for the Buck Camp. Wishing for the Buck. I hope we have not duplicated another camp's name. If there's another Wishing for the Buck out there, please weigh in. We've passed on a 3-point that ran up to the cabin, maybe seeking a safe place. Whatever the reason, we took pity. We play a lot of Yahtzee, and Co's favorite electronic game is Roblox, but only when the stars align and we get a whole 2 bars. I realize the volume of communications you receive and appreciate your efforts on acknowledging those who have submitted. We look forward to tonight's show and have also tried to follow your live stream. Thank you.
All right, we'll put Cole in there then for the youth rifle prize.
And that's actually K-O-A. It's either Koa or Cole.
Okay.
I've heard the name before. Being named Gray, I like unique names. That's a really cool one. We're going to dive back into some phone calls after one more email. That was one that we'd already seen. What's up? It's your boy, the Brazilian dude, listening to this internationally. Shout out to everyone at 98Q Country. Y'all are amazing. Pedro, you're amazing. Thank you. We are going to dive into some calls. Oh, Austin,
Pedro, that's my buddy right there.
Yeah, Austin Brume's friend. I appreciate you holding it down from Brazil. He's been active in the YouTube comments. If you're watching on YouTube, say hi. I'd love to give you a shout out. There have been a couple of them on there that I've missed. Thank you for your patience there. That said, if you get me on the phone, I can't miss it. Just like this. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Brian from Fattle, 40 Acre Deer Lodge.
Brian from Fattle.
Fattle.
Brian, every time we talk to someone from Fattle this year, I've got this silly little phrase in my head. I think of Fiddle Fattle. Have you guys ever had the snack Fiddle Fattle?
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm not going to poke you any further than that, but I think I'm just my two cents. You guys better have some Fiddle Faddle up in the cabinet.
That's pretty clever. I have an acronym for your deer camp.
That's awesome.
That's excellent.
It rolls off the tongue in a way like, and when we heard it on the first call, I thought, hold on, here's some people with a plan. The 40 Acre Deer Lodge, the artist formerly known as Faddle. I love it.
Yep. My dad and four other guys built the cabin back in the early 60s, and they created a corporation and named it Faddle.
Oh, no nice. Kidding. Well, hey, early 60s, have we seen the 60th anniversary of the Faddle Camp yet, or are we right on the cusp of that?
We're 1 year away from our 60th.
All right. Well, hey, I need to hear from you guys next year during the Faddle 60th anniversary. That will be too cool. Hopefully we can put together some sort of mini celebration on the air for you.
So what's going on at the Faddle Camp?
Yeah, what did you see in the woods today?
Oh, we've been seeing a doe and a fawn. We've passed on those thus far, hoping to see a buck.
Okay, so you've got some frequent flyers that have made the rounds around camp, and hopefully they're not all you see, right? That's kind of where we're at right now?
That's what we're hoping for, but...
Man, see, that's the thing is I tend to think, like, you've probably noticed a lot of callers are giving similar reports. A couple does, even a few does, or a half a dozen does here and there, but nobody's reporting much in the way of antlers. It feels like that should turn into some bucks, but what do you think? Do you have good feelings for the second half of the week?
Yeah, we had some bucks on camera last year, but never saw them, and obviously hunting was as poor or worse last year, so...
Right.
We've got some hope for the...
Yeah,
we
got a little cooler weather coming, too, over the weekend and stuff, so see what happens.
Yeah, it was very little crunchy out there today. We were hoping to maybe hear something, but...
I think that was where I draw my hope from, is that last year was such an ugly year, so even seeing these little tidbits, it feels like, man, this might as well be a feast, so hopefully you guys are feasting on some quality venison soon, but
yeah,
in lieu of venison...
Speaking of feast, Thanksgiving's a day away. What is your favorite food at the Thanksgiving Day table?
It'd be the whipped mashed potatoes with butter.
All right.
Ooh.
Mashed potatoes.
All right. I'm starting to see a split within the mashed potato community. Gravy versus butter. We'll see if we can collect some more opinions.
All right.
Thank you for checking in. I'm a gravy guy
myself, but, you know, hey.
All right. Two quick shout-outs.
Yeah.
Quick shout-out, okay?
We got to give Andy in the Green Cabin a shout-out, and then the crew down at Eagle Lodge, specifically Popcorn.
Andy in the Green Cabin and Popcorn down at the Eagle Lodge. You have dropped your shout-outs. Thank you so much for calling the roundup. Please do so again this season.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we love listening to you.
We appreciate you. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Blake.
Blake, what camp are you from there, Blake?
Camp Snake in the Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hearing again from Camp Snake in the Bush. Blake, I'm going to chance a guess that you probably qualify for the youth rifle we're giving away.
Shout out to Camp Snake in the Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Camp Snake. Anybody in particular you want to give that shout out to?
To Uncle Joe.
Okay.
And my sister Callie.
Shout out to Uncle Joe and Sister Callie at Camp Snake in the Bush. Now, the big question of the day, I'm sure you've heard it. You've probably already been planning, so I know you've got your answer ready. What is Thanksgiving food number one?
Probably mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potato. Hey. We've got another in the gravy column, and we've got another upset Craig. We're going to have to deal with the mashed potato scandal that's unfolding. We will make sure you get entered to win that youth rifle, though. You'll be entered to win that drawing. Thank you so much for checking in and for shouting out some folks.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll get back to some more calls in just a second. But first, I think we might need to address the clear pattern that we're seeing in mashed potatoes. So I didn't notice that there was a split, but I did notice there were a lot of mashed potatoes. The first two potato eaters agreed gravy was the way. But when the first one shared that butter and whipped was the way, we learned that Craig is team butter whipped potatoes. So I'm thinking that we need a couple swords. I'm thinking, or maybe knives. What do you guys think? I'm thinking we need some edged weapons here to settle this. Maybe we'll save that one for the post game show. Right now, though, I've got a couple more phone calls to take on the roundup.
Safer with broomsticks, but we'd have to have a little bigger area to joust in, I think.
I'm still hearing fatal. I'm still hearing fatal. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
You got the Upper Lager from Camp Shoot the Moon.
We got the Upper Lager from Camp Shoot the Moon. You didn't shoot at the moon today, did you? Hopefully there was something better than that to aim at.
Well, you know, the story is way back one time, you know, the cow jumped over the moon rhyme thing.
Yeah.
Well, I got a little too much to drink, and I was watching the moon, and I thought I saw a big buck jumping over the moon, so I shot at him, and I think I hit the moon.
I'm picturing somebody in blaze orange just barely making it from the outhouse to the camp, looking up and just saying, "Hey, diddle, diddle." That's, wow. Fair enough. Well, hey, Camp Shoot the Moon, not turning out a lot of venison yet, but hopefully that changes. We have been talking food all evening here, and of course the big question is, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Well, you know, I'm kind of an oddball. I like that jelly cranberry sauce in a can with the rings around it.
I wasn't going to admit it until someone else said it first. If it doesn't have the edges, it's not the nostalgia that I'm looking for. That's what I grew up with.
You betcha.
Now, I will say that I had a couple great cooks for grandmothers. One of them even made some delicious cranberries when she chose to. But she was also the one who cracked open the can and gave us the corrugated cranberries. So I'm glad someone's on my team. Thank you for checking in with us today.
You bet.
You enjoy your cranberries this Thursday, okay?
I will.
All right.
Moving over to another call. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Renna from Flying Dutchman Lodge.
Flying Dutchman. Okay.
You say this is Renna?
Yeah.
All right, Renna from the Flying Dutchman. We will make sure you get entered to win that rifle we're giving away, but I can't let you go until I know how it's going out at your camp. Did anybody see any deer today?
We saw a couple does, but no bucks.
Okay, that sounds like what a lot of people are seeing. How's it going at camp, though? Is everybody behaving well?
Yes.
Yeah. I always wonder when I get a quick yes like that. I wonder. But that said, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food? Before I let you go, what's your number one Thanksgiving? What do you fill your plate with the most?
Probably mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes? What do you do? Okay. See, we've recently found out that there's some different ideas about mashed potatoes. What do you put on top?
Mashed potatoes?
What goes on top?
Probably gravy.
Oh. Gravy.
All right.
Gravy.
Gravy.
Gravy is keeping the lead. Thank you so much for checking in. Like I said, we'll make sure you get entered to win that youth hunt or the youth rifle that we'll be giving away, donated by Nemuth Implement. And we are going to take some more calls here on the roundup. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Yeah, you got the old buck from Camp Toothless Beaver again.
The old buck from Camp Toothless Beaver. It hasn't been a night of the roundup until we've heard from the old buck. How's it going today?
It was a little bit brisk out there today.
Okay, but did it push you inside, or did you weather the storm?
I weathered the storm, but I didn't have any real good luck. Actually, I had one little brown one sneak past me. Not sure if it was a buck or a doe, but those rabbits are hard to tell.
Hey, if it's a jackalope, you won't have to wonder. You'll know for sure.
Right, then you got some horns on them, but the little cottontails, they don't have much for horns.
Well, and with the snowfall yesterday, they blend in so darn well, you can hardly spot the darn things to start with.
Right, and the snowshoes haven't turned yet. They're starting to, but they haven't made it because we haven't had enough snow.
They'll turn just in time for you to lose sight of them. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, standard. Hey, go ahead. What was that, old buck? Oh.
So they always move when you can't find them.
Exactly. It's like they know. I think they might have a good idea about it. Old buck, what does the old buck pick from round two at the Thanksgiving table? What's number one fare for the old buck?
For us, it's totally untraditional. Crab legs.
Crab legs. Oh, yeah.
I think I could find a way to give some thanks over crab legs, though. Oh, yeah. I bet if you proposed that idea, I'd have to take you up on it.
Put a bucket in front of me, and away you go.
Yeah, you'll see some Thanksgiving at that point.
Yeah, a little different than turkey, so.
How many people you got up coming around the table for crab legs this year, old buck?
We're just going to have four of us.
All right. Well, hey, I was thinking, hey, if you've got like 10 or 12 people, that's a lot of crab legs all of a sudden. Four people, that's all right. That's a proper Thanksgiving meal. Well, hey, that sounds like it's going to be a beautiful time. Hopefully your time spent in the woods for the rest of the week matches your dinner table experience. And wait, hold on. People argue at the dinner table. Hopefully you just have a really good week. How about that?
Thank you much. I hope to do.
You are very welcome.
All right, old buck. Thank you.
Call back again tomorrow. Catch Joel when he's back from his day off. Today it's me and Big G, and you're on the roundup, and you're not anybody. We're going to drop that one, which that actually is probably a good time. We've got to take a quick break so we can get a word in from our sponsors. I'm going to collect some emails because I know I've been missing a few of them, but we've only got about 20 minutes left, and then we absolutely 100% cannot keep going on two of the three radio stations we're broadcasting on, but we will be sticking around for a little bit of overtime, the post-game show.
On 98Q Country.
On 98Q Country and on the 98Q Country YouTube page. Just search 98Q and stick around. We'll be right back after this.
On a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Bader Sports Center is having a Deer Hunter Widow special on all of our regular-priced Stormy Cromer clothing and accessories. From November 23rd through December 1st, take 15% off any of our Stormy Cromer men's and women's apparel and accessories, including hats, gloves, mittens, and purses. So make your own drive to Bader Sports Center, stand in front of our huge rack of Stormy Cromer merchandise, and bag your own trophy. Mention that you heard this radio ad, and we'll give you an additional 5% off your Stormy Cromer purchase. That's all at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in downtown Phillips.
Hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is that bank. With a team of caring and responsive leaders who will provide the best rates to meet your needs, whether shopping for a home, a vehicle, or maybe just that beautiful piece of property for hunting. Stop in at Ford Bank or apply online at www.fordbank.com. Be safe and best of luck, hunters, from the entire team at Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up on your 2025 firewood needs. Wood for your home, your cabin, camping, your hunting shack in the woods. Freeze Firewood takes pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 and see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turkey pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua is your haven for the home cooked. Order the perfect classic cheeseburger or mix it up with cream cheese and green olives. And who needs tater tots when you can level it up with tater kegs? Wait. There are Reuben tater kegs? I'm going to Sherry's right now. Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua.
I'll see you there.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemoth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemothImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemothImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Barocca's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Barocca's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Visit the Big Dipper Bar, a historic log cabin dining experience just 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, accessible year-round by road, ATV, or snowmobile. The Big Dipper Bar is open Thursday to Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and try the Colossal BLT or the best pizza around every day. It's a ripper at the Dipper this deer season. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road and find them on Facebook for frequent updates.
We are talking about meat sticks, snack sticks of various types. We were just enjoying a snack stick here at 98Q Country that came to us from Heritage Meats up there in Butternut. When we were gifted a deer by the world at large here at 98Q Country, there was somewhere out on the road here on Highway 13, there was an impact, and the deer wound up basically passing away right in the front yard here. And Joel is like, We're taking that to Heritage, and holy cow, have we got some great snack sticks. What we have also here is some great 98Q Country Deer Hunters Roundup action, and it's going out live over two other radio stations here. We're taking your calls, your updates from camp, your shout-outs to other camps. Right now, I've got to fly through a lightning round of some emails after Big G reads some sponsors, and then we'll take more calls from about 7:50-ish till 8 o'clock. Then we've got to shut it off of two of those three radio stations, but we will keep it going for a post-game show and answer some extra calls because I know the new guys, it's been a little tough tonight to get through to us on the phones. We'll give you some extra chances. Do not tune away after the 8 o'clock mark. Also, hey, Bucky, it's not going to play until we're done with the show today here on 98Q Country, but it is the first thing that's going to play after the weather. You have my word. I promise you. It'll be about 8:00, well, we'll end late, so it'll be about 8:10-ish around here. I'll keep you posted. That said, Big G, tell us about the title sponsors, please.
All right. Thanks again to our title sponsors here for this year's Deer Hunters Roundup. Alina's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden. Travis down at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield. Marcus and Trent Schwamm Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls, Main Street, Ashland. Northwoods Realty, thanks to Tim and Cal and New from Northwoods Realty, providing the Roblox cards and Cabela gift cards for this year's show. Thanks to Craig here from Bader Sports Center and Phillips. And thank you to Chuck and Jennifer at Essential Shooting Supplies. I just want to highlight a couple of the big prizes we got. First of all, the rifle for the youth photo contest was purchased by Nemoth Implement, one of our big buck sponsors. And it was purchased from Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford. And it's a Ruger American Compact 7mm 08. And these are for high school and younger kids to enter that contest. And then Chuck and Jennifer from Central Shooting Supplies have provided the adult rifle for the adult photo contest. And that is a Browning A-Bolt 3-stock chambered in 270. I know I'm talking Craig's language over here, so he can probably give you more details on those than I can because I'm not really a hunter. So
you're treading water, though. You read the words, great.
This gun is valued over $700. And boy, relax in the nice recliner from Schwammen Home Furnishings. It is a Ashley rocker recliner, and that's valued at over $600. So some fantastic prizes here. And then, of course, Heritage Meats is doing that $375 meat bundle from Heritage Meats and Butternut. So some great prizes. And Bader Sports Center has given us a huge amount of certificates for Bader Sports Center down at Phillips. And Craig, I know you got lots of stuff in the store there. We talked about Stormy Cromer and everything. So what else you got there on your list that we should talk about?
Well, all this talking about food got me thinking that the camp chefs out there probably need to stop in and get either some High Mountain or Hunt Chef seasoning for their gourmet dinners in the camp. So we got plenty of those, meat rubs, seasonings, all kinds of neat stuff down there, some barbecue sauce. Just spice up that camp meal every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and then we put together some rifle packages for the deer hunters. A lot of kids and their parents coming in looking at guns, which I think is great. Get the kids out in the woods and enjoy this great sport. We have a Ruger American, a 7mm08. It's got a 3x9x40 or 3x9x40 Vortex Crossfire scope on it. It's bore sighted. It is ready to roll. We got a Savage Axis 270, a Winchester XPR, and a 243, which is another good kids caliber, or, and I'm not being sexist here, a good woman's caliber. It's not going to have a lot of recoil. Great pricing on them, so stop down and take a look. The Danner boots and shoes for the women, lacrosse women's boots, we got those on sale. We're not forgetting the ladies. I know hunting is traditionally thought of as a man's sport, but a lot of women out there doing it and doing it quite well. So ladies, stop on in. We can get you set up to stay nice and warm out in the woods.
That might be one of my favorite. It's kind of a trope in that you'll see it kind of borrowed for a lot of TV shows. The guy insults the woman who he doesn't think knows about the outdoors. And then she shows him where every buck in the county is and just how he needs to sneak up in order to, like, she shows him what's what. There's a lot of that to be had around here. I'm sure there's a lot of hubris gets answered in the Northwoods.
I've got a friend. She's probably all about 5'6", 5'7".
I'm already scared of her.
130, 140 pounds. And that woman has boated more big muskies than I think a lot of the guys around here. So
I'll tell you what, you check my family tree for some of the best fishermen. You start with the small women. I bet you there's a lot of chuckles at deer camp right now. It's just that great aunt who showed you how, and on nothing but old cotton braided line and a bucktail like you could get from a MEPS number 5. She fished better than you ever will, and we love her.
Yep, there's a lot of women out there that will put men to shame, and more power to them. Good for you.
If you haven't found them, you're just not looking hard enough, right. And that's on you. Anything more for us, Craig, before we dive into a couple emails here?
Nothing right now.
Well, hey, if you need more from Craig, you know where to find him. That's Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, one of the title sponsors.
Yeah, I just want to mention one of our big buck sponsors, Seed and Feed and Fifield. Those nice cellular tacti cams there, over $125 value each. So some folks they're going to get some big prizes here, big prizes on Deer Hunters Roundup this year. So.
Oh, yes. And don't tune away at 8, by the way. We will have to kill the broadcast on 2 of the 3 radio stations we're simultaneously broadcasting on. But we'll be going for a little extra here on 98Q Country and keeping it going on the YouTube stream. Just search 98Q Country on YouTube. Speaking of which, real nice 8-pointer out of the Hanson R in Tony. Hope the kids fill their tags now. That came from Scott in the YouTube comments. Jesse from Sleep Camp, slow day in the woods, but they've got 5 deer on the pole. That absolutely 100% earns one of these. Shout out to my wife, Chelsea, says Jesse, who got it done opening day with a 13-pointer back home. Keep up the good work, fellas. You get a second applause for that one, and congrats to Chelsea. Jesse and Chelsea, the dynamic duo this year. I'm going to squeeze in a pile of emails quickly, listen for a lightning round edition of your email coming up here, and then we'll get a few more calls in before the 8 o'clock mark. Bucky will play at, well, I was going to say 8:02, but it's going to be a little late. It'll be the first song, I promise. Greg wanted to weigh in. You bros are nailing it. You are both Gregs. I'm also a Greg. I'm actually a Gray, G-R-A-Y, but I appreciate it. I still feel this brotherhood that you were pointing out. Gotta tell you, you got nitro running through the veins, and I'm digging it. Love the energy. I'm at Camp Ink Spot, says Greg, the most beautiful place on earth, period. I'll tell you what, Greg, you strike me as someone who might do well in radio. Hello, WCQM and fellow hunters. Dino from Gunsmoke checking in from just west of Fifield. No bucks today. Also down to just two hunters until Thursday, hoping that the weather changes will get the 30-pointers moving. Good luck to all. Camp Gunsmoke signing off. Rock on. Peace out. Honestly, I normally kind of skip a lot of what's here just to bring you the good key info, but rock on. Peace out. I'm with that. Colt from Camp Chasing Tail in Hawkins. I'm a youth hunter, but trying to see a buck yet. Nothing but for one spike, but it wasn't 3 inches tall, so no go. Hopefully we'll find one soon. Thank you guys for the show. And thank you, Colt. Good luck to you. We're going to make sure you get entered to win the youth rifle donated by Nemeth Implement in
Colt
Stetsonville.
Colt from Camp Chasing Tail, right?
Holt. That Colt. Is Colt, C-O-L-T, like the peacemaker.
Colt. Yep.
From Camp Chasing Tail. Hello from Papa Taco's Cantina. Taco, Carl, and the last responder have seen some tracks and a few does. Happy hunting all. I'm just going to point out the last responder as one of the top quality nicknames that rolls through this program. It's a perfect way to jab somebody just by giving them a name. Love it. That was from earlier. I think that actually brings us current with all or most of the emails. And don't worry, if we miss your email tonight, we will make sure that it gets read out tomorrow. Let's get these last few calls in here, and we will have extras after 8 on the post-game show. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Camp Liver Damage.
Camp Liver Damage. Camp Hopefully you guys are being damage. Wisconsinable out there. What have you guys found out on a Camp Liver Damage today, besides no good?
We had a little bit of luck today. We found some deer. We actually saw some elk today as well. So,
wow.
It was kind of productive.
A lot of us can probably guess given what you spotted today, but whereabouts is your camp, roughly-ish?
We're near Butternut.
Okay, so spotted some elk near Butternut. We all know they're there, but frankly, I think half of us haven't seen them yet. So we've got a sighting. It's starting to feel like the elk are the Northwoods Bigfoot up here.
Not so much anymore. We were hearing them bugling during the youth hunt this year. So it was very interesting.
Okay, lame question, but is that as cool of an experience as it sounds? I've never heard an elk bugle in the wild.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It didn't sound like it does on TV, that's for sure. But we heard it a few times, and then you figured out, yeah, this is actually an elk. So,
well, I know one thing I am sure of is that if I ever do hear an elk bugle, I expect I will. But I'm pretty sure when it happens, I won't be listening through a $500 camera. If I had to guess, I think you're probably right. TV, it's a little different.
Yeah, correct.
Now, the big question of the day, Thanksgiving table. You've already finished the first plate, but you're not done. What are you filling that plate with?
Probably some pickled options because of all the vinegar. It'll help settle down the acid reflux and all that.
Now, okay, hold on. You said vinegar, so I think I know the answer, but we're basically trying to start fights here. We've been splitting up the camps of mashed potatoes and similar things. Are we doing dill pickles or bread and butter?
Dill.
Yes, okay, you can stay. We can keep you. You get the applause. I was really worried there for a second, but now I get to relax. Thank you so much for weighing in. Please check in with us again throughout the week. Do you have any shout-outs for us?
Shout out to my oldest daughter who got her first buck on opening day this year, and nice 6-pointer. So more meat for the freezer as well.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And a 6-pointer to boot. That is a great first buck. Thanks for calling the roundup. You have a good
one. All right. How old's your daughter, and what's
yes.
her name?
Good catch.
It's Isabella, and she is going to be 23 next month.
Gotcha. Okay. So may not qualify for the youth hunt this time around, but any youngsters, make sure they get a call in.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We've got time for about one more call-ish. Actually, I don't think I can. We've got to hold off for just a minute, and we'll be – hold on. Nobody move. It's 7:59. We're not ending the show at 8. Don't go anywhere. Jake from State Farm Camp got it done yesterday, brought in the first year of the season, a nice unideer. Son got it down. Jake from State Farm Camp. That rings a bell. I feel like I've heard of that before somewhere. I don't think I've got any more emails coming in. We're just kind of holding off because right at the 8 o'clock mark, we've got to fire off that cool little thing that tells you what station you're listening to, because that is going to be the end of our broadcast. Tuning in live, WIRI 105.5 in Nakusa and WHSM 95.5 out of Hayward. We will continue the broadcast on 98.3 FM, 98Q Country here in Park Falls, which you can listen to on the radio, but also the Civic Media app, or just go to 98. 98-